Our Father, who art in heaven.
Vater unser, der du bist im Himmel.
Behütet du allgorn schönen Nimmersi.
Venha o teu reino.
Budi volha tua.
Que ta volonté soit faite sur la terre comme au ciel.
Give us this day our daily bread.
E odpusti nam duge naše.
Nonni nudia ke kem denin kusenfen.
Führe uns nicht in Versuchung.
Mas livra-nos do mal.
Vim ilendra tio.
For thine is the kingdom.
Silasinun on valta kunta.
E slava e moch.
Und die Kraft.
Para sempre. Amen.
The Lord's Prayer is Christianity's universal prayer. But why? What's in it that makes it so special? Find out now with Pastor Kurt Van Fossen.
Welcome back to this radio series on the Lord's Prayer. I'm Kurt Van Fossen. I am pastor at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Ruislip, West London, where we hold services with Holy Communion every Sunday at 11 in the morning. Before the service, at 9:45, we have adult Bible study and Sunday school for children age 3 and above. We also have Bible studies throughout the week, and you're more than welcome to join us for any of these activities. For more information and contact details, find us on the ELCE's webpage at lutheran.co.uk. Last week, we considered the coming of God's kingdom, which is the greatest blessing possible. Once God makes us a part of His kingdom by giving us His Spirit and the ability to repent of our sins and believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have the most important thing. Through our God-given faith in Christ, we are now a part of the kingdom of God. This is where we want to remain and where God wants us to remain. Is it possible for us, by our own strength, to remain in the true faith to life everlasting? Remember Jesus' words from John 15:5, where he said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." That's why the Lord would have us continue in the Lord's Prayer to pray, "Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." What does this mean? Martin Luther begins his meaning to this petition of the Lord's Prayer by making it clear, as God's Word does, that the good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. And as I said earlier, God wants us to be and remain with Him forever. In fact, He desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's why God the Father sent His Son to become a man in Jesus Christ, to pay for the sins of all people through His death on the cross, so that we could be a part of Him and His kingdom forever. The next question in my mind is, if God desires all to be saved, and His will be done, then why are not all people saved? Can we resist God's good and gracious will for our lives? Jesus said in Matthew 23:37, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not." The truth is, yes, once God gives us His Holy Spirit and faith, we can resist what He gives us. We can resist the Holy Spirit's good and gracious will in our lives and reject God's gift of faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's not what God wants us to do or in any way causes us to do, but it is what the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature wants. And we struggle against these forces of evil in us and around us every day of our lives. They want us to doubt in God's power and love, especially when something happens that we don't understand. For example, when we go through times of suffering, and unfortunately they are often successful. Such truth is meant to cause our hearts to tremble in fear of God's judgment against our sins. So where do we go for help against such powerful enemies, which are still successful in causing us to sin and to doubt in God's power and love? Especially when those forces of evil are not only all around us, but in us. Where do we go? The only place to go is to God, who promises through His Son to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He relieves us from that fear of His judgment. And so we pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, knowing that God loves us and he does all in his power to save us. So how is God's will done? Let's hear what Luther said in his meaning to this petition. God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come, and when he strengthens and keeps us firm in his word and faith until we die. This is his good and gracious will. When did God break and hinder every plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come? When his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, suffered and died on the cross and rose again on the third day. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill. They shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will. He can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. That word is God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, who promised from the cross, Telestai, it is finished. Our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth. How does God overcome our doubts about his power and love, especially during times of suffering in our lives? Through Jesus' suffering and death for our sins, and his resurrection from the dead for our eternal salvation. God's judgment against sin is clear through Jesus' damning death. My God, why have you forsaken me? And yet, God's love on the cross is also clear, for surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. And surely, God's power over all suffering and even death itself is visible through Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Our resurrected Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And finally, how does God strengthen and keep us firm in his word and faith until we die? Through the same message of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, through the message of the cross, that the Son of God became a man in Jesus Christ so that he could pay for our sins through his death on the cross and rose again to assure us of his victory over the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, and to give us, through his word and spirit, the gift of faith which receives all that he earned for us, including the forgiveness of sins, rescue from death and the devil, and eternal salvation in the kingdom of God. Through this good news, God is at work not only to make us a part of his kingdom, but to also strengthen and keep us firm in his word and faith until we die, and thus to keep us in his kingdom until life everlasting. So we pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Through God's word, Jesus Christ, the good and gracious will of God is done among us also. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Kurt Van Fossen, pastor at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Ruislip. Find us on lutheran.co.uk. If you have any questions or comments on this series, please send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. We would love to hear from you. We'll be back this time next week. In the meantime, check our program online and stay tuned. Goodbye for now, and God bless.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK. If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalised invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programmes.